DW Deutsche Welle News.
This is Jared Reid in Bonn. The Russian President Vladimir Putin has spoken publicly about the US intelligence whistleblower Edward Snowden. Putin told reporters in Finland on Tuesday that Snowden was still inside a Moscow airport after arriving there 2 days ago from Hong Kong. It was announced Snowden had applied for political asylum in Ecuador, and it was thought he was due to leave Russia yesterday for a flight to Cuba. That's Monday, but he did not board the plane. The United States has heaped pressure on Russia to extradite Snowden to face charges related to espionage, but Putin said on Tuesday the two nations did not have an extradition treaty. Meantime, White House spokesman Jake Carney has also warned China that its handling of Snowden could damage relations.
We are just not buying that this was a technical decision by a Hong Kong immigration official. This was a deliberate choice by the government to release a fugitive despite a valid arrest warrant.
But Hua Chunying, a spokeswoman for China's foreign ministry, has refuted that claim.
The United States' criticism of China's central government is baseless. China absolutely cannot accept this.
Meantime, talks in Geneva between the US and Russia have failed to reach an agreement on a planned Syria peace conference. The two sides are divided on when it should be held and who would attend. Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov said there was still no agreement over whether Iran, an ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, should attend the conference and who would represent the Syrian opposition. UN Peace Envoy to Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, said the conference would probably not take place next month as planned. Talks on Turkey's bid to join the EU have been pushed back by about 4 months in what is a rebuke from Brussels over Turkey's recent crackdown on anti-government protesters. However, EU nations said the path to membership remained open. It had planned to open a new chapter in talks on Wednesday, which have been frozen for the past 3 years. But some nations, including Germany, blocked the plan, saying it could send the wrong message so soon after Turkey's crackdown on protesters. Meantime, on Tuesday, Turkish police detained about 20 people in raids in the capital Ankara in connection with the protests. You're listening to Deutsche Welle News. Meanwhile, EU foreign ministers have unanimously agreed to start peace talks, by next year on Serbia joining the EU. They also recommended that EU association talks with Kosovo be launched, which could be a step towards eventual EU membership. It comes after the two long-time Balkan rivals struck a deal in April to normalise relations. Kosovo broke away from Serbia in a 1998-1999 war and unilaterally proclaimed independence 5 years ago. Five of the EU's member states still do not recognise the former Serbian province. There have been raids in three German states by police as part of what's understood to be an investigation into planned terror attacks. The raids took place on Tuesday in the states of Baden-Württemberg, Bavaria and Saxony. According to reports, Islamist suspects had planned attacks using remote-controlled toy aircraft packed with explosives. Some reports say the suspects were of Tunisian origin and were studying engineering at the University of Stuttgart in the southern state of Baden-Württemberg. Greece's new cabinet has been sworn in following a reshuffle. It comes after the Democratic Left Party resigned from the coalition over the closure of state broadcaster ERT. The Prime Minister Antonis Samaras has insisted his government is stable despite it having a majority of just 3 seats in the parliament. And the new Prime Minister of the Czech Republic has been announced. Jiří Rusnok was the economic advisor to Czech President Miloš Zeman before being appointed as the country's new technocrat Prime Minister on Tuesday. He takes the job 1 week after the government of former PM Petr Nečas was forced to stand down after his chief of staff was indicted for abuse of power and bribery. And the Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa Al Thani, has announced to the nation that he will hand over power to his son after ruling for 18 years. His son, 33-year-old Sheikh Tamim, will become the youngest leader of any of the Gulf Arab monarchies. Qatar has been a major backer of the rebel side in the Syrian civil war, but analysts say they expect no major changes in foreign policy. You can head to dw.de for all these stories and more. This is Jared Reid for Deutsche Welle News.